We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A Wichita woman dead after a crash in Marion County. We've got the story.
Wichita police looking for a couple as suspects in the abduction and robbery of a woman. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Amy Webb. Two gamers whose online dispute over a video game allegedly ended up costing a Wichita man his life have their first day in court.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Officially, we are 1 week away from the start of summer. It's going to feel very summer-like throughout the next several days. The forecast and the big warm-up on the way.
New Jersey's strict gun laws just became even more rigid, but the state's gun lobby isn't taking the new rules sitting down. Fox's Mike Sachs has the story.
Governor Phil Murphy signed six bills designed to make New Jersey the gun control capital of the country.
That smart, comprehensive, and common sense gun safety laws will do much more to keep our communities safe than the guns on every street corner and guns in every classroom thinking of the gun lobby.
The new laws passed by the Democratic-controlled legislature. Lawsuits have already begun. Just minutes after Governor Murphy signed the bills into law, a New Jersey gun rights group sued, claiming the high-capacity magazine ban violates constitutional rights of gun owners.
A Wichita woman is dead after the pickup truck she was driving collided head-on with a semi-truck in Marion County yesterday afternoon. That happened on Highway 50 west of Florence. 22-year-old Shelby Kind of Wichita died in the crash. The semi-driver was not injured. A motorcyclist injured Monday in North Wichita has died. 39-year-old Joseph Gunn of Wichita was injured when his motorcycle collided with a pickup truck at I-135 and 21st Street.
Two gamers whose online dispute over a video game allegedly led to a swatting call that resulted in the death of a Wichita man are prohibited from any online gaming while they are free on bond.
18-year-old Casey Viner of North College Hill, Ohio, and 19-year-old Shane Gaskell of Wichita pleaded not guilty at their arraignment on charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice, wire fraud, and other accounts. The two gamers will have to live with their parents pending trial, and the judge also told them that they are forbidden from having firearms in the household, with the only restriction being for Viner's father, who is a law enforcement officer. Prosecutors allege Viner asked 25-year-old Tyler Barris of Los Angeles to swat Gaskell. Police went to a Wichita home in response to the call and shot Andrew Finch, who was not involved in the dispute. Gaskell and Viner were released on a $10,000 bond. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A 65-year-old woman was abducted and robbed Tuesday afternoon in northeast Wichita by a couple working together. The bandits took the woman's wedding ring plus $8,000 the woman was forced to withdraw from a bank. The suspects then drove away in a Cadillac. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the robbery was reported more than 4 hours after the woman was originally approached by the suspect in the parking lot of the Walmart at 29th and Rock.
We do also have some footage from the Walmart that shows the suspects contacting multiple individuals at the Walmart beginning around 10 a.m. up until the point of contacting our victim around 12. We are asking as well if you were contacted by these suspects at the Walmart to again call our WPD robbery detectives 268-4518.
Anyone with information may also contact Crime Stoppers at 267-2111 or call 911. There is a video surveillance image from the rear of the suspects and the suspect's car. Those images accompanying the story on our website, knssradio.com.
Firefighters in Colorado face several more days of tough going against a wildfire that's burned thousands of acres.
Todd Pachota is the incident commander on the fire near Durango, Colorado, and he says as the fire moved south, it got very close to homes.
As the fire advanced above us, we kept up with it, and we removed fuels between the structures and the fire edge so the fire could not make an aggressive push towards us.
He said it worked. No structures burned. It's hot and dry throughout the Mountain West. Some areas are experiencing drought. Homes have been evacuated in southern Wyoming due to a fast-moving fire, and 8 homes were destroyed by another fire in Moab, Utah. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in China now. He held a joint news conference before that with foreign ministers of Japan and South Korea.
The world should rest assured that the United States, the Republic of Korea, and Japan remain committed to achieving the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of North Korea. The U.S. alliances with these two countries are absolutely ironclad.
Pompeo commented after a meeting in Seoul, South Korea. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The top of the 9th inning, key last night for both the Royals and the Wingnuts. We'll explain coming up in sports.
A gun in his face scares a would-be Florida carjacker away. That story coming up with Stephen Tett on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Stephen Tett now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Dozens of elected officials in Representative Kevin Yoder's congressional district in northeast Kansas are pushing him to demand an end to the forced separation of families caught crossing the U.S. border illegally. A bipartisan letter signed by more than 60 people was delivered Wednesday to Yoder's office in Overland Park. The Republican congressman is chairman of a House subcommittee on Homeland Security and said he's heartbroken by the separations.
Another billion-dollar fine for Volkswagen amid its diesel emissions cheating scandal.
Volkswagen says it's accepting a fine of $1.2 billion by the German city of Braunschweig for failing to properly oversee the activity of its engine development department, resulting in almost 11 million diesel vehicles worldwide skirting emission standards and using so-called defeat devices in a cheating scandal that's already cost the automaker tens of billions of dollars in settlements and fines. VW says it hopes that paying the German fine would have an effect on other proceedings being conducted in Europe. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A gun in the face scares a would-be Florida carjacker away.
Cops in Jacksonville say 36-year-old Christopher Raymond Hill managed to successfully rob a Walmart liquor store, but that's where his good luck began and ended. They say his SUV wouldn't start, so he tried to carjack a man at knife point, but that man had a gun, more lethal than Hill's knife, so he scurried away and tried to jack a woman's car, but she pulled her gun, scaring him away again. That's when cops caught up to him and arrested him. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A state lawmaker in northern Arizona is in hot water for comments that he made about school integration.
Prescott Republican David Stringer said there aren't enough white kids to go around during a speech at a county GOP event. It gets better. His speech was live streamed on Facebook and saved to his campaign page. It was later removed, but a clip widely circulated on social media by a Democrat shows Stringer making the controversial comment. Stringer is apologizing and says he plans to repost the entire 17-minute speech because he wants people to hear it in context. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. I'm not sure that's a good idea. repost the whole thing and try over again.
No, just go and hide. Yeah, but just... That's what you got to do.
Let it die down a little bit.
Go away.
Look at traffic now with Chad Chambers.
Well, right now out there in traffic, things are looking okay at this time, except for that road construction. That's right. Things running slow in the road construction, especially eastbound on Kellogg, right there at I-235 in West Wichita. Traffic on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Hit it downtown at Market and Waterman. East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny, breezy, hot today. Let's find out more about the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A few high-level cirrus clouds are spreading across south-central Kansas. This afternoon, we can expect to really heat up. 92 by noontime, 97 for the afternoon high with a gusty south wind as high as 30 miles per hour. Breezy and warm tonight, down to 74. Sunny and 97 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 78 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. When you're thinking about Father's Day, forget about that necktie. Ask for a Tilly hat from Hatman Jack's. Tilly hats are world famous. Stop in and find out why at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. And just a quick note about the Tilly hat. If you've never seen her, you don't know about the Tilly hat. First of all, it's machine washable. You can take this thing and wad it up in a ball, put it in your back pocket, and you just throw it in the washing machine. It comes out the same way every time. It's built, they're made in Canada, and they have a vent around the top that lets the air in, but not the UV rays. I've got two of them, okay? I've got two of them because anybody who's had any, you know, skin issues on the top of their head or like yours truly, this is a good idea. But anyway,
yeah,
Jack's got them. And,
grab them before the tariffs set in.
Yeah. Yeah, they may go up. Jack's, he's in the VIP Wichita in June.
In the big magazine.
Yeah, and it's the same issue that's out on the newsstands right now at Dillon's. There it is. It's free, and you get a copy, and Steve and Ted are in there as well. You get a picture of Steve and Ted. I had a call yesterday after we got off the air from a person I know, a man I know. He said, I wanted to pick up one of those magazines, but I couldn't find it in the store. I said, what's it called? VIP Wichita. Oh, I guess he left off the VIP or something. But I got to be. He's going to go find it because he wants to.
Good deal. You know, well, yeah.
He wants a collector's item, just like everybody.
Why not? Why do you have two Tilly hats? I've always been meaning to ask.
They're different colors.
They're different colors. Okay.
And one of my use for yard work, and the other, you know, when I'm want to impress other people.
Okay.
Anyway, it's an interesting hat. Comes with a little instruction booklet.
Wow.
Everything with it. I have seen them sold in dermatologists' office as well.
Because it comes with a booklet on how to wear a hat?
Apparently, yeah. Well, what to do with it, what it'll do. It's kind of a folk hero or legend type thing. South Texas woman, you know, we were talking earlier about in Mexico where they can't find people who want to run for office because they get murdered. But we have ways of expressing our displeasure with elected officials here in America. South Texas woman gave a small bag of dead cockroaches to a city official to protest newly planted palm trees that she blames for more unwanted bugs in her neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Patricia Polastri told the Corpus Christi City Council she's seen more rodents and unwanted insects, including cockroaches, since the trees were planted. Polastri also complained that the palm trees block her view of Corpus Christi Bay. She gave the plastic bag of cockroaches to City Manager Keith Selman and asked council members to reconsider the landscaping, which includes more than 150 palms, and to plant the trees across Corpus Christi. Apparently she was nice about it. She just had a bag of bugs there, you know?
She's using it to prove her point.
Yeah. Council members took no action on the remarks during a public comment period. I like Corpus Christi. It's a neat place. But that bay there, isn't that the most attractive water I've ever seen in my life? You been down there, Ted?
Oh, I've been down to Corpus.
Yeah, in South Padre Island, that area, of course, very popular with the tourists, spring break and all that. But the water down there is not exactly beautiful. I'll just put it that way.
Wow, we're not going to put you on the
Chamber
of Commerce.
Yeah, Chamber of Commerce of Corpus Christi. But I enjoyed the town. I think it's a neat place, but I wasn't there very long. So, but anyway, she's got the palm trees, and she thinks the bugs and the rats are coming out of the palm trees, and there you go. She's got her own ideas about this.
She can't see the bay anymore. That's a problem, too.
Yeah. All right. Countdown to Father's Day coming up on the 17th. That is Sunday, Ted. And I don't know, you're probably making some plans for dear old dad.
Yeah, we started to firm up some plans for a gathering.
Going to have a family gathering.
We had a discussion last night.
Got a big family, and you all like to get together on these, almost any occasion, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, drop of a hat. Oh, okay. You know, let's celebrate a day ending in Y at the Woodwards, that kind of thing. But
haven't done anything since nephew's graduation. That was a month ago.
It's been a month ago, and
it's about time to gather again.
About to gather together and do something, and Father's Day's coming up. It's going to be.
Interesting. After that, there's nothing till my birthday in late August. That's the biggest chunk in our family where we don't have anything.
What about 4th of July?
No.
No? Really?
No.
Not a big deal, huh?
Well, it's a day off. I think everybody just kind of does their own thing.
Okay.
It's just a one-day deal.
My son-in-law usually buys enough fireworks to about $75,000 or $80,000 worth for his four children, and they're all illegal, and he violates them. I'm what he's going to do this year. I guess he could get arrested, but yeah. The fireworks coming up on 4th of July.
Of course, what day of the week is isn't that a weekday?
It's like
this
a Wednesday.
Year?
Yeah. I think it's a Wednesday. So
it's only a one-day deal.
It's going to be interesting. That's coming up in the 4th of July, Independence Day, on the way.
You say it's going to be a one-day deal. Yeah, well,
that's
where do you
not
start?
The case. Once they start,
I'm just saying a day off.
Yeah, but the fireworks
one
start
day
early.
Deal. It's not attached to a weekend.
Right. You're going to have fireworks going.
The fireworks is going to start up as soon as they start selling them, and it's just going to, you know.
And just keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but we put on all these new rules this year. It's going to be great.
It's going to be, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be great.
The city put in all those new regulations. It's going to be perfecto this year.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic. All right. The day after Father's Day, the 18th, my wife and I will celebrate our wedding anniversary.
Oh, hey.
Number 48.
Wow.
48 years of wedded bliss. I'm sure she agrees with me. She's not here to object to that.
Waiting for the phone to start ringing.
There he goes. 817, make it 818. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward, and he's got a little baseball to talk about this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, we had some action last night for the Wichita Wingnuts. They're down in Texas taking on the Cleburne Railroaders. Wingnuts gave up two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to fall behind, but right away they came back and scored four in the top of the ninth inning. And that was good for the comeback. Wingnuts win it 6-3. That's four wins in a row now for the Wingnuts, who are now in third place in the division, 5.5 games back. And the Wingnuts will go for a four-game sweep tonight as they are in Cleburne one more time to wrap up that series. Major League Baseball last night up in Kansas City for the Royals, taking on the bottom team in the National League, the Cincinnati Reds. This one was scoreless going into the seventh inning. But the Reds got a couple in the seventh, got one more in the eighth, and they loaded up the bases in the ninth. I think you can see this one coming.
Yike.
Here we go. You heard it last night on KFH.
And then Jason's pitch is hit high and deep, and I mean deep to left field, and gone. Adam Duvall told you he was dangerous. Boy, he just absolutely smoked one. So it's a grand slam home run. So like Votto's triple last night into right center, Duvall's long home run tonight pretty well puts this game on ice. It is 7-0 Cincinnati.
And that would be the final score.
That's the final.
The Royals have lost 9 of their last 10. In their last 8 games, the Royals are averaging 1.4 runs a game.
Good gravy.
Can't win when you're only getting
one
run a game. Off day today for the Royals as their long homestand continues. We'll have Major League action tonight on KFH. If you want to listen to the New York Yankees hosting the Tampa Bay Rays, that'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. It was a year ago that K-State reserve wide receiver Corey Sutton wanted to transfer from Kansas State and leave the football program. He says he was blocked from transferring to 35 schools by Coach Bill Snyder. That brought a lot of public pressure and negative attitudes toward K-State before the Wildcats finally relented and let him leave. Now the NCAA has pretty much put a big reform on transfer rules.
The process where college coaches are able to block athletes from transferring to certain schools will soon no longer exist. Come October, student athletes will be allowed to notify their current school of their desire to transfer and then require the university to enter their name into a database within 2 business days. And then they are allowed to freely contact other schools without permission of their current program. Now, the previous rule came under heavy scrutiny as players were limited into what schools they could go to, notably in the SEC, where some coaches refused to have players transfer to other programs in the conference. The NCAA also approved a measure that will allow athletes to compete in up to 4 games without losing a season of competition. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And another major league game last night in baseball action. First place Milwaukee Brewers hosting the second place Cubs. Only one run scored in this game. That was a home run by former Kansas City Royal Lorenzo Cain. The center fielder batting leadoff for the Brewers hit his 8th home run of the season, and the Brewers beat the Cubs 1-0. Cain has a .388 on-base percentage this season for the Brewers. Back-to-back wins for the Brewers now, who have a 1.5 game lead atop the division. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, 821. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, Hillary Clinton's email server. And we've got traffic and weather coming up. With Steve and Ted, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS.
Time.
Yes, that's right. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
822 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.